This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. A hearing has concluded in New York to determine whether former President Trump violated the judge's gag order in his criminal hush money trial, with the judge yet to rule. Prosecutors say recent Truth Social posts by Trump violate the order that prevents him from publicly remarking on witnesses and others involved in the case. Speaking to reporters before the hearing, Trump did not comment on the gag order. He focused his attention on student protests over the war in Gaza.
Very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down, and that's a shame.
The judge has yet to decide whether Trump is in contempt of court. The Federal Trade Commission will vote today on a final rule banning non-compete agreements. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, ahead of this vote, the FTC received more than 26,000 public comments.
The FTC estimates that one in five American workers, about 30 million in all, are bound by non-compete agreements. These are employment agreements that prevent a worker from taking jobs with the competition or starting up a competing business of their own. The Biden administration has argued that non-competes harm workers by preventing them from seeking better-paying opportunities and stifle innovation. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says non-competes are vital to protecting company investments and trade secrets. However the vote goes and whatever limits a final rule might put on non-competes, the future of such agreements will remain uncertain as legal challenges are likely to lie ahead. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The world's leading sports anti-doping agency is defending its decision to stay quiet about 23 elite Chinese swimmers who tested positive more than 3 years ago for performance-enhancing drugs. The scandal has erupted just ahead of the Paris Olympics, NPR's Brian Mann reports.
The World Anti-Doping Agency faces accusations it covered up positive drug tests for the Chinese athletes in 2021 ahead of the last Summer Games. At a press conference, the organization's attorney, Ross Wenzel, said they believed the positive tests for trimetazidine were caused by accidental contamination in a hotel kitchen.
The ultimate source, how the TMZ got into the kitchen, was not discovered.
But the head of the U.S. anti-doping agency, Travis Tigert, rejected that explanation.
It's just nonsensical, and we got to get to the bottom of what really happened here.
Some of the Chinese swimmers are expected to compete again in Paris. Sports officials around the world are calling for an independent investigation. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
The State Department's annual report on international human rights cites several reported violations in Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza before and after the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. It goes on to say the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to raise troubling concerns for human rights. The report also cites documentations of crimes against humanity. This is NPR. In Germany, police have arrested a man who works for a German lawmaker in the European Parliament on suspicion of spying for China. As Esme Nicholson reports, news of this arrest comes a day after three Germans were charged with working for China's security services.
Prosecutors say a man identified as Jian Ji is suspected of spying on Chinese dissidents in Germany on behalf of China's intelligence services. He is also accused of passing on information from within the European Parliament to Beijing. While police have not yet confirmed which European Parliament lawmaker the man works for, Der Spiegel and German public broadcaster ARD are reporting that he is employed by Maximilian Krah, the far-right AfD's leading candidate in the upcoming European Parliament elections. Three other German nationals were arrested yesterday and charged with espionage after allegedly passing information to Beijing about technology with potential military uses. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
NASA's Voyager 1 space probe is once again sending back useful information to Earth after 5 months of communicating what space officials say were incoherent messages. A NASA team at a lab in California has been working to fix the problem and figured out that it was a bad memory chip. This probe launched in the 1970s to study Jupiter and Saturn, and then in 2012 it entered interstellar space some 15 billion miles from Earth. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.